This is a consultation on Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Margaret, last name Dunya, D as in Dallas, U-N-I-Y-A. Her date of birth is June 10, 1955. Patient seen for Kenneth Dobbs, nurse practitioner, and also for Dr. Osugi, O-S-U-G-I, M.D. of Louisville. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 68-year-old female comes here for evaluation. She does not smoke or drink. She is allergic to aspirin. Symptoms, her main symptoms is chronic back pain and also some wrist pain recently. History of present illness. Patient recently was noted to have elevated ferritin. At one time it was 231, last one was 249, and that's the reason for the referral. Past medical history, patient has hypertension for last 30 years. She was diagnosed to have diabetes 1 year ago. She has hypothyroidism. She is on supplement. And also she has hyperuricemia. Past medical history also include 4 C-section. Physical exam, she is a 68-year-old female, 5 feet 4 inch tall, weighing 169, blood pressure 142 or 91. She is normochaephilic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse was active, extremities no edema. Her ferritin on recent evaluation on 4-7 was 349. A year ago it was 331. Her recent iron studies, her iron was 55, saturation was 18%. And this was done on 3/21, I'm sorry. Her CBC showed WBC of 3.1, hemoglobin 11.6, platelet 253. Everything else was unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, elevated ferritin, but normal iron and saturation. New paragraph. Recommendations. When ferritin is elevated, it is sometimes suggestive of increased iron storage. However, if the iron saturation and serum free iron level are normal, then in most cases it is because of some underlying inflammation, just like elevated sedimentation rate. This is considered as acute phase reactant. In this patient, I think that is the reason why her ferritin is high. Her iron studies and liver enzymes are normal, so I don't suspect hemochromatosis. However, we could keep repeating ferritin next 2-3 times in next year or so and go from there. But at this point, I don't suspect hemochromatosis. Thank you for your continued support and this referral. This is a consultation on Margaret Dunya, D-U-N-I-A. Thank you.